So what would you say you think made them successful?
I think what made them successful is what you always have to have. Number one, they were very talented. They were very athletic. Number two, they had a couple kids who could score. And they weren't, you know, they were basketball players who wanted to score and they could score. And there's always a big difference in that because I know that you were a basketball player and I was a basketball and I wanted, everybody wants to score. But there's a big difference in between those that want to score and those that are able to. They had two kids that were really able to score. When they got the ball, they wanted to score, and they did.
Okay.
And then there was two or three other kids that were just so competitive that they would never let anybody be better than them. I mean, they just did not want to lose. And I think that's what made that team really good is that they had a couple kids that could score, and then the other three kids or four kids that did most of the playing, they would not back down to anybody, and they just hated to be bettered by anybody, so they would not lose. They hated to lose. And I've played softball against some of them, and they're the same way then, is that nicest guys in the world when you're talking to them, but when you get on, you know, play softball or get on the court with them, they would just do anything not to lose, and being very athletic, that I think that was the biggest thing for them, is that they just did not like to lose.
What was your favorite memory for that team that year?
Well, for me, obviously playing in the state tournament, having an opportunity to coach in the state tournament, because when people go into coaching, I think you would go a long ways before you found somebody that said that one of their primary goals was to coach in a state tournament. Now, even though I was an assistant, I got to coach in a state tournament, and as ironic as it was, the team that we played, the head coach of that team was a very good friend of mine, and I had done a lot of scouting for him before I got to Slinger, because he was the head coach at one time in the high school I graduated. Okay. So I did scouting for him, and I was a very good friend of his. It was very exciting for me. Enough being a first year coach on top of it, you know, going to a state tournament, that doesn't happen very often.
So the that team practice in your barn? So the
7-6? They'd have three on three out in our barn a lot. The Cher boys.
Yeah.
And
Alan.
John Tice.
John wasn't part of that, Dick. John was in Don's class.
Okay, 76-77 was the one that went to state.
Yeah, but they
come. It was the Cher boys, and it was Bobby and Dale.
Bobby and Dale, but.
And it was Alan Conrad.
But Donnie Ellis played with them.
So did you and Fritz.
So that was your chance to teach those youngsters. So do we have it on record there that they went to state because you showed them some moves or no?
Well, they did their own moves. And yeah, you know, they could get away with anything. Yeah.
Fritz and Dick would be so banged up for a couple days after they played with them.
Tell
me about this, I didn't play much with them guys because I couldn't keep up with them.
So did you have what kind of floor was in your barn?
It was a lot. It was 2x6s locked together, and it was a nice smooth floor. And basket on each side of the barn. It was about 38 feet across. And they'd call their own fouls.
They came upon your barn, so there was a connection there, and then they just had their impromptu practices?
Yeah.
Oh,
at
okay.
night. They could come and have their fun, shower up, and then they'd get them home. And
but it must have been kind of neat to see them at state.
Oh,
kids you knew pretty well.
Yeah, it was fun.